Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I'd like to thank you as well for the circulation of your ethical considerations language on Wednesday afternoon. One of the key messages from an overwhelming number of delegations throughout this and the last GGE indeed was the necessity of having appropriate language to address this core aspect of our work. So I thank you sincerely for your efforts in this regard, and I think even in the short space of time that we've discussed it already this morning, we've heard some very interesting perspectives that offer a lot of food for thought. As you know, Ireland, together with Austria, Brazil, Chile, Luxembourg, New Zealand and Mexico, developed a detailed paper on the issue of ethical considerations with a supporting rationale setting out the role, mandate and necessity of reflecting this issue in the outcomes of the current GGE. My delegation recalls that the mandate of the group of governmental experts as set out in the final report of the CCW in 2019 calls for discussions within the group under each agenda item to consider the legal, technological and military aspects and the interaction between them and, I quote, and bearing in mind ethical considerations. And of course, the same report also affirms that international law, in particular the UN Charter and international humanitarian law, as well as relevant ethical perspectives, should guide the continued work of the group. As such, a dedicated and standalone section addressing ethical considerations is not only appropriate, but it is absolutely necessary in our draft recommendations paper. I heard your proposal for the inclusion of this section after section one in your paper, and I fully support that approach. In terms of content, during this session, a large number of delegations, including my own, made a number of concrete recommendations, and I can see that you've attempted to capture the essence of those in your proposals. The key issue for my delegation is to recognise the fundamental ethical concerns that autonomous weapon systems will pose for us all. It is also essential to ensure that our recommendations should be appropriately informed by those ethical considerations. I agree with some delegations that have spoken regarding ethical considerations operating on a different plane to legal obligations, but it's quite clear that ethics informs the elaboration of law and should be a central part of those discussions. Specifically in relation to the language you've proposed, in paragraph one, the reference to the centrality of ethical considerations to determining the acceptability of and limits on autonomous systems is a key point. We also welcome the reference to moral acceptability, which reflects a theme that has emerged throughout this week and at previous discussions at the GGE. In paragraph two, my delegation would prefer to simplify the first part of the sentence by replacing responsible human chain of command and control, etc. We would recommend that sentence read the ceding of, quote, human control in decisions on the application of force to algorithms and so on and so forth. We would also wish to see a reference here for the potential that the use of autonomous weapon systems, and particularly those systems that make life and death decisions without human control, could have on with respect to human dignity. In paragraph three, we support the notion that we should take into account ethical considerations in determining the necessary type and degree of human control to be retained over autonomous weapon systems. And finally, in paragraph four, I agree with Switzerland that we're attempting to capture some rather complex concepts in a short space here, and we may need to separate out and elaborate them further in respect to some of these elements. It's important, however, to ensure that ethical and legal responsibilities on the decision to apply force requires context-specific value-based judgments by human beings, that this reference is retained as it links this important issue to the key concept of human control. I'll leave it there for now, Mr. Chair, and thank you for opening this discussion.
Thank you.